This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 6:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story this hour is focused on actually something that came out, I almost said over the weekend. I just realized it was yesterday. Yesterday was a public holiday. It came out yesterday. So in essence, some condominium management bodies are forcing residents to submit COVID-19 test results and say that they will bar those who don't comply with this. And there are reports that this is being enforced on foreign workers in particular, or for that matter, that it was born because residents wanted to enforce it on foreign workers in particular. So what we plan to do in the first half of this hour is to look at whether this is legal, and also just, I think, fundamentally talk about the logical gaps that exist here. So to take us back, during a press conference yesterday, Senior Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob was informed that several residential building managements required tenants to submit to COVID-19 tests, and again, bar those who fail to comply. So he was asked if this practice is permitted, to which he said, yes, it is, because it's to ensure the safety of residents, and the management of condominiums and apartments can make such rules. We do not stop them. Although there is no such policy made by the NSC, we don't prohibit condos or residential areas from issuing these orders to protect their residents. And it was also reported that an apartment required foreign workers to submit their COVID-19 test results to the management, while another building required all their tenants to submit COVID-19 test results. And this was applied to both new and existing tenants who had to submit this test result within 7 days, along with a valid passport, a valid work permit. So again, just so many different things to talk about here, because barring foreign residents or submitting only foreign residents to COVID-19 tests in and of itself, that's discriminatory. And more broadly speaking, I think we do have to ask ourselves what this sort of testing is going to achieve and whether it directly contradicts with the government's instructions that if you are a low-risk case, then you can quarantine at home. Because I don't understand where it is exactly that people are supposed to go if they are barred from entering their apartments or their condominiums. If we think about the ways in which the pandemic has been dealt with from the very, very beginning, you've been told, other countries have used the phrase shelter in place, asking people to stay at home wherever possible, stay at home. Even here, that's constantly the messaging. So if you are not allowing people to stay at home, where exactly are they supposed to go? Who is bearing the costs of these sorts of tests? Who is going to bear the costs of people getting another place to stay in the time that they're not allowed to enter their homes because they can't submit the test results in time? I just think on a logical level, there are so many gaps here. NGOs, meanwhile, representing property and facility managers, have also signed a joint statement saying that there are no legal provisions for management bodies to carry out such actions, and they recommended that all practitioners refrain from doing so. On the medical validity of the tests, we do have the DG, Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah, saying that the COVID-19 test result document is only valid at the time of testing and it shouldn't be used to determine the status of the individual after that. And I think for people who've been, for all of us really, who've been listening to the DG, who have been seeing the information come out from the MOH, this is not new information. With the incubation period being what it is, with the possibilities of symptoms or a positive result showing up only later, just, I don't know what the results are supposed to tell us. So we want to know if you have any questions about this issue. So condominium management bodies, some of them, are forcing residents to submit COVID-19 test results and barring those who don't comply. How do you feel about this? I mean, just, does this make sense? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, to get a legal take on this, we are going to be speaking with lawyer Jean Tan. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres. BFM 89.9.
It's 6:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about something that came out during a press conference yesterday in which Senior Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob essentially said that residential building managements can require tenants to submit to COVID-19 tests and bar those who fail to comply. This is particularly surrounding anxieties to do with foreign workers and foreigners renting within these building spaces. So, yes, we want to know, is this something that you would actually support, right? Would you support compulsory COVID-19 testing in your condominium or apartment? If you live in one, is it something you've done? Do you think that it makes sense? Share your thoughts with us by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us on the line is lawyer Jean Tan. Jean, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lynn. Good evening.
Good evening. Just the very first question. Legally, can management bodies actually ask their tenants, including foreign workers, to be tested for COVID-19?
Well, if there's a law or there's an act that has been enacted, then yes, under that premise, yes, they can. But if not, no, they cannot.
And does it make a difference whether we're talking about a building or a gated residential community? And I ask because, well, the focus has definitely been on condos. If we look at the original statement, actually, gated residences are mentioned.
Okay. Well, technically, if you're looking at condos, so in Malaysia, as of 2013 and 2015, condos are actually legally termed as a stratified property. So basically under that, I think scope of understanding, right, there's a law called the Strata Management Act 2013, and then the follow-up regulations 2015. So that is the latest, I would say, group of laws that actually will relate to condos, yeah? So for gated residences, that one, I don't believe they are covered in strata management, because with strata management, basically we look at the fact that there are common places like swimming pools and gyms and whatnot, yeah? So that is usually, if it's gated residences, I mean, most of the time one would think of that it's just a number of individual houses that co-secured by either the developer or by an outside contractor who acts as the security and the association that comes with it. Yeah. So when we're looking at condos, that would be under the Strata Management Act 2013. As for residences, gated residences, I believe that might be something different if depending on the layout and of course the area planning. So yeah.
So looking at the Strata Act then, what does it say specifically about refusing residents the right to enter their home?
Well, there's only one thing really. If you talk about the Strata Management Act, that would be if you're a defaulter. So a defaulter would be basically where you haven't been paying or you didn't pay or settle your maintenance fees, you know, basically the management charges and the sinking fund. So basically, under the Act itself, as you know, there's such a thing called management corporation or management committees. Basically, they are a group of owners, right, who actually help to manage the common properties and the overall security or the overall management of the strata building, yeah? Mm. So this could be for offices, this could be for residents. But for particularly residents, there's only one, legally and expressly, there's only one time you can bar access, which is really because you haven't paid service charges, right? Other than that, you can't actually bar people access to their homes. So that's basically the long story cut short of it.
So if a, okay, so say a resident says, no, you know what, I'm not going to take the COVID-19 test. I don't agree with this. What would happen next then? Would they be able to take it up with the courts? Should they be barred from their house? Or would they just be able to keep going in anyway because it's within their legal right to be in their own property?
Yeah, well, technically for a person to go to, we were talking about now, it sounds like a freedom of movement situation. So technically, you know, constitutionally, we can basically move freely. I mean, except if, like, for example, if we're under, you know, law or, you know, or orders, you know, legal orders not to do so, then, yeah, we should be able to go in and out of our homes, you know. That's a very basic right entrenched for all of us. And to, of course, to that extent, that means to foreigners as well. You know, so if let's just say we refuse the right to enter our homes, usually what we normally advise, like for example, my clients, you know, usually what I would say is that you have to ask the basis why, and then you are legally entitled, or at least by common sense entitled, to see the source of the ruling made against you. You know, but unfortunately, a lot of us don't. Maybe it's not because the time or the situation or the panic. We don't tend to ask basic questions, you know what I mean? That could help us understand.
With that in mind then, and I think it is important to say at this moment that despite the fact that we've been mentioning the Defence Minister's name because it came out in relation to a press conference that he held, it is not actually a policy. Instead, the question came whether it's permissible for apartment buildings to do this, and he said yes. So with that in mind, with the fact that it's not a law, it's not a policy, does Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri's support of this ruling add any legal authority or impact?
Well, in my my general view of it is that basically I don't see how it can add support because, again, I go by law, right? So if I see, like, for example, a new act that's enacted, then, yeah, I would be persuaded by that. But if I see, for example, I think he was just making a view, but then again, that's just my personal view. So if I see it's more out of, even it's a public statement, I don't see it as law. So if it's, it becomes really an act where it's gazetted, it comes out in the newspapers everywhere that it is now new law, then yeah, then my persuasion would change, you know? Because what I understand from, I mean, I've received, a statement, right, from the Malaysian Institute of Property and Facility Managers, right, that basically imposing COVID tests itself must be refrained on all joint management bodies and management corporations. So that is, for me, that's an indication, right, that even influencing party or rather an association that is related to property managers would come out and make such a statement. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like I said, again, the statement also does say that if there was law or if there is a directive, then basically the individual property managers or the management corporation should first seek legal opinion, which I think is the right way of going about things, you know, because we don't want to go around enforcing tests when it might actually cause certain consequences that we don't wish to happen, you know.
Have we ever seen any, I suppose, a case brought against a decision from condo management? Has that case ever been brought to a court of law? I mean, regardless, this is a relatively new thing, but in general, about other sorts of rules and rulings?
Oh, yes, yes. From time to time, there are court cases. If I'm not mistaken, there was one last year that went all the way to the federal court, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm just thinking on the top of my head here. But it was about, again, service charges that cannot be... basically, long story cut short is that the ruling was that management bodies or corporations cannot simply fix service charges or maintenance charges as and when, you know. So there's a lot of, when it comes to law, or at least when it comes to an enforcement law, a lot of things go into play, like whether it's reasonable, whether, you know, how many people also are affected by it. So public interest and reasonableness has a lot of factors being played in this kind of movement, you know?
So I think that you have addressed this, but I just want to ask it once more. Does the law recognise Malaysians and foreign workers as the same in this instance? And, well, I mean, all instances, I think, sounds like a large question, but in this moment, are they equal in the eyes of the law?
In this moment, I would say so, because I have not seen anything in the Strata Management Act saying that you should treat Malaysian as somebody and foreign resident as somebody else, you know what I mean? I mean, the only thing I see that's very different when it comes to property, like a bit of a divisive policy, is buying property. As we all know, the only thing is so obvious to all of us is that if you're a foreigner, you basically can't buy any property any property you want because there's a price limit, right?
Yeah.
So that's the main obvious one that I can think of right now, lah. You know.
So then from a legal point of view, is it discriminatory if a condominium imposes these rules only on foreign workers?
Well, I don't want to go that far and say discriminatory, but I would say it's not reasonable. And if they acted in accordance, let's just say with a court order, because I always tell people the same thing, if they acted in accordance with a court order or under basically the enforcement of an act, then to be frank, whether or not it's discriminatory or it's unfair, they are doing in accordance with the law, right? But if there's no law saying so, then what I would say is it's not reasonable to enforce such a movement on residents, yeah, whether or not they're foreigners or they're locals, you know?
So in the immediate sense then, if you are living in a condominium right now and your condo management is imposing these sorts of rules, what can you do as a resident? What steps should you take?
Okay. Well, on the top of my head, what I would do is that, and this is, again, I would step into if I was a resident, yeah, a condo resident.
Yes.
I would simply write, and because good thing is that I think now most resident, most management corporations or committees have a general email address, right? So most management office with that email address, I would write an email to them. Right. At least I'll try internally first, lah. You know, and see whether and raise my complaint to them, and then if they don't hear me, I would try and follow up with them. But if they don't hear me, then I'll escalate it further, lah. You know. But that's also if when we're talking about things like being barred immediately. Of course, that means I can't go back to my house. You know, I might actually go and get a legal advice from a lawyer to see whether, because they will have to study whether there are certain other factors at play. So whether there was a court order, whether there was, a SOP, whether there was a house rule, there are a lot of these other things. So I would at least try and get a lawyer's advice first. And if I knew of, like, for example, there's the Bar Council, for example, in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So they have things like the Legal Aid Centre. So if, let's say, you know, I couldn't afford a lawyer, I could at least try the Legal Aid Centre, see whether they're willing to take up a case like this, right? Or I could just call the Bar Council and see whether I could get some general advice or a suitable person to attend to my needs, right? Of course, because I'm right now being barred from my home, right? So these kind of things, there are certain resources available. But what I would not do is panic. You know, because because sometimes if you panic, you may eventually, let's just say, you may react instead of trying to get your complaints out in a, I would say, a very methodical or in a reasonable manner so that people can actually hear you out. Because the last thing you need is to create a commotion. Like I've seen people, like, you know, when in the moment of panic, they suddenly like start fights with a security guard. I've seen that happen. You know, so that would not actually help me actually try to get into my home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but then again, this is just my view, yeah? Other people will have a different view of things, you know?
For sure. Jean, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Yep. Thank you very much, Lynn.
That was lawyer Jean Tan talking about the legalities around condominium bodies saying that residents must submit COVID-19 tests or they might be barred from entering their homes. So we've been asking you, I mean, if you live in a condo or an apartment, would you support compulsory COVID-19 testing in that condo or apartment? Is this something that in any way makes sense to you? And why? You know, share your thoughts. That number to call is 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. So loads of messages coming in. Zaleha, for instance, saying, no, it doesn't make sense. It is a violation of privacy. We also have Cheng saying, GMB or MC can only be required. Residents to submit COVID test results, you would need to get an AGM or an EGM to decide. And I think that that is actually a point that has been raised by lawyers in articles that I've been reading, because essentially during the MCO, AGMs and EGMs aren't sitting anyway. So how exactly are you pushing this through? We also have This message from Maine, who says, I live in a condo. I don't agree. I don't think they should enforce compulsory testing. They shouldn't be overzealous and paranoid, in my opinion. This is overstepping their responsibilities. We also have someone who goes by Boogle, Boogle Von Noodle. I'm just going to read that full name because I enjoy it so much, saying, if I do the test today, results come out tomorrow. Tonight, where do I sleep? If I test positive, but quarantine centers are all full, I have to wait for a few days, sleep where? If I test negative today, tomorrow, I could still be exposed to a positive person. And that is exactly it. That's pretty much a rundown of all the various avenues, right, that could happen and why it is. I'm not saying all testing is illogical, but testing in this moment for this reason makes really precious little sense. MI says, now it's emergency, specifically to fight COVID-19. So what law or act, you know, can't the government just impose stuff? And to be fair, I think they would still need to do it within the context of a law or an act. So right now, the way it works, or because this was sort of a statement that I think has since garnered a lot of attention and concern, there isn't really, as we heard from Jean earlier, legal standing at this moment. Keep those thoughts coming. We have more messages to get through, which we'll read after the 6:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.